Well, joining us now to further the discussion is the oldest living bicycle racer. I didn't catch your name. I believe you're a Frenchman. Is that correct, sir?
Si.
Maybe you're Spanish. I'm not sure. What is your name?
Spanish. I am a Frenchman. I am the oldest living cyclist. It is I, Jacques Pierre Frenchman.
Jacques Pierre Frenchman.
Yes, that is correct. I race in the 50s and the 60s and the 30s.
So you raced for a very, very long time. How old are you now?
103.
Wow. Congratulations.
That's great.
I am so tired of all the governments preventing, how you say, cyclists. From the doping.
You're tired of it.
I'm tired of this. We should let the cyclist do the dope. We in the old day, you two used to dope all the time. All the time.
You doped all the time. What? But that was before EPO, so what did you take?
We would take the cocaine. The lidocaine, steroids, laudanum, ether, strychnine, bull semen.
Strychnine? I'm sorry, what was that last one?
Bull semen.
Oh, my goodness.
And it helped?
We used to drink it by the gallons. Drink bull, bull semen. All the bull semen. We used to light sticks of dynamite and throw them at the other cyclist. We play dirty. That is true cycling, is to play dirty.
That's true cycling, to throw dynamite at the other riders.
Play dirty.
Yes. When we raced, it was how you say,
really difficult.
Well, I think it's still difficult.
Really,
it's still difficult today. Maybe the bikes are better today.
We had better techniques than they have in today's present cycling. We would shoot each other off the bikes, particularly on mountain stages. We would take pistols and shoot the guy off the bike, watch him tumble 10,000 feet to, where his family would have to erect a monument to him. This is friendly competition, no?
Well, that sounds like murder.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I laugh at you. I laugh at you, stupid American. Yes. you're so weak. I had my bike fitted with an IV tree. First cyclist to have this.
It seems like that would be very obvious.
Picking up on the back of my bicycle, I cross finish line with IV running, blood transfusion through me, pump, transfusion pump fitted to my pedals, bags hanging on the IV tree filled with the blood of high altitude virgins.
So, well, it had to be virgins.
Yes, virgins who grew up in high altitude had higher red blood cell count. That's the way it goes.
Listen.
The cyclists now are, how you say,
total vaginas.
That is what I think.
Well, your accent really changes from time to time.
And the biggest,
you're very old school.
Very old school. Mm-hmm. The biggest jerk ever to cycle the cycle is Lance Armstrong.
Is he?
Oh, did you watch the 30 for 30?
This is a bad... No, I have no TV. But this is a bad man. A bad man, not a champion. He's not a champion. Not like the great Bernard Hinault.
There you go, Frenchman, right?
Bernard Hinault, that is a true champion. Lance Armstrong is a... How you say? A total fraud.
Wait... Yes, that's how we say it.
Is that how you say it? Yes. Good. Yes. Go ahead. What? Yes. Go ahead. You have
George. You have something for him?
No, I was just listening to him.
Oh, George. Yes, you little broadcaster. You think you're so smart, don't you?
No, I don't think I'm that smart.
If I was 70 years younger, I would fly over on the Concorde and kick your ass.
Bring it on.
French Concorde still exists, but good thought.
Look for the third tier to come out on me. Jacques, Jacques, Pierre, Freshman!
Oh,
that's awesome.
He is the oldest living cyclist at 103.